friends. Welcome to Your Girl Natty. I am your host, Maddie.
And I'm Elle, and we're here to review Secret Romantic Guest House.
Yes, we are. Welcome. If you guys have never listened to Your Girl Maddie, I'm so glad you're here. If y'all are regulars, then you know both Elle and I quite well at this point. And so I hope you enjoy talking about this drama with us today. It just finished airing, and I don't know how many people watched this show, but we did. So
I don't think there's many of us around. Maybe we'll get some more.
It's hard. Right. I don't know. I really don't have a good pulse on how popular this show was. But we liked it.
Mm-hmm.
We liked it.
We'll get more into the roller coaster.
That's my review. We liked it.
Sort of. Yeah.
That's my articulate review of this show.
Maddie, can I ask you how your weekend was?
Because you can't.
You went to a TXT concert, and I've been dying to find out who your bias is. I've been dying.
So before we jump into this review, I'll give a quip update. A quick update. I did go to a TXT concert, and I didn't really know TXT, so I was like, I'm going to choose my bias at the concert. So this is what I've been doing. So I'm, like, still tired from this concert because it was 2 days ago, and it was, like, so much freaking fun. So I was, like, exhausted. Like, me and my friends were, like, searching out water fountains in the venue because we were just, like, so tired. Because, like, it's just, their music is so hype, and we were just, like, jumping up and down. Anyways, it was a good time. But I did choose a bias. Elle, do you have a guess for my bias, though?
I feel like it's Taehyun. That's where I felt like you were leaning a lot towards him.
Yeah. It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
He has a little bit of a Joshua vibe to him, you know, sometimes. So
right, and I'm obsessed.
I can kind of see that.
I'm obsessed with Joshua Hong, so here we are. It's Taehyun after the weekend.
And was it the close-up magic things?
It was a couple things. It was you sending me all those things of close-up magic, which I'm like, this is just nerdy enough to really get me. And then it was the fact that he does have, like, those little doe eyes. And
oh, yes.
I just am, like, obsessed with his doughiness. But then
and his voice, I mean.
But at the concert, his live vocals were, like, the best out of anyone. That's really what got me.
Ooh.
They were so good.
I'm going to a concert next weekend, next Sunday, the very last one.
Yes.
And I don't have a bias either. I have, like, three that I can't choose from.
Yeah.
And there's only
yeah.
five in the group, so.
Yeah.
So I'm going to addition them like you.
Yeah.
We'll see if
no,
I have
please,
a bias
please
after
do.
Next Sunday.
One of my listeners did, you know how her dad is super into TXT and super into Yeondun?
I saw that post.
So I got a voice memo from one of my listeners' father.
Oh my gosh.
About why I should bias Yeonjun. And it was a great voice memo. He's like,
can you play it right now? Can you hear it?
He was like, you need to bias Yeonjun because nobody dances with so much heart. Okay, let me say it. He's like, Yeonjun's approach to dance in K-pop is how your approach to life needs to be. It's like, that's
wow.
good answer.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to pull it up. Wait, why is my internet wigging out on me? I need to pull it up because it was like the greatest thing to
I mean, Yeonjun is one of the three that might be my bias. So.
And he was really good at this concert. He was quite good. And like,
I love his sassiness.
He loves the spotlight. But also, I can't hold that against him because I do too. So, you know what?
Maybe he's too much like you.
No, actually, that's why he's not my bias. Because I'm like, if I spend time with him, he would bother me because I would also want the spotlight. And he wants it too. And we both want it. Why? Okay, my internet is not working. But that was pretty much the message. He was like, Yeonjun's approach to dance and K-pop is how everyone needs to approach life. I was like, that's pretty good.
Those are great points.
That's a pretty good point. No, but for real, like, Elle, I'm so glad you're going to this concert because the production of this concert was, like, insanely good. I don't know if it's because it's big hit or something, but it was so good.
They're BTS's little brothers, so, I mean, I would expect nothing less.
It was really good. Like, the whole concert was like had like a storyline, and it was like act one, act two, act three, act Ooh. four, and they had all these like really intense, like insanely good production, like videos that go in between every section of the concert. And wow. it was really, and like all like they had like glitter falling from the sky and like all these laser beams shooting everywhere, and the way they, you know, utilize the light sticks was like the best I've ever seen at a K-pop concert.
I got a light stick. I'm ready.
Oh, well, they even do a little game with everyone's light sticks.
Oh, fine.
You get to play a game with it. I don't have a light stick, so I was like, oh. It was so good. It was so good. I will say, like, it was, like, I liked it better than the Stray Kids concert, which is crazy because wow. I love Stray Kids. But just the concert itself was really well put together. Like, the pacing of it.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It was really good.
I've only ever been to Stray Kids, that last Stray Kids concert. So this is my second K-pop concert. So
yeah, and I've only been to a handful.
That's what I have to compare it to.
Anyways, it was a great
Speaking
time.
Of Stray Kids, though, have you heard their new previews for their new album?
It's heard some of them.
So good.
Okay.
It's so good. It's like so my taste in music because it's more like poppy, I feel like.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. And they have like a slow song in English that they just released today.
Ooh.
And it's going to be my new favorite song. I'm going to call it right now.
Well, this will balance out AT's wearing cowboy hats, which I don't need in my life.
I'm Y'all, excited about AT's comeback. It looks amazing.
I can't do cowboy. I don't like cowboy hats on actual cowboys.
And it's Hongjoon. It's your bias wearing the cowboy hat.
It's so bad. It's fine.
My bias, Woo-young looks so good in that preview. Oh my gosh.
There's like a lot going on in the K-pop world right now. And then in Hyphen's comeback, which it looks so emo. Like,
I feel like
so...
this is gonna be the album of the year.
Yeah,
I really do. And I'm saying that as a huge 17 fan who loved their comeback.
Right.
I feel like everything I've seen so far within Hyphen's comeback looks like it's gonna be album of the year.
No, it's Kiss Me and Bite Me, but not the shuttle.
You're too young to sing that in Hyphen.
No, they're small. It was fun though. I was telling Elle this, y'all, for this TXT concert I went with two people that I like didn't know. They were like friends of my friend, and they're like straight up engines, so I got to like I like asked them all about how they feel about everything as like real Aww. engines, and it was really fun. It was a good time. So anyways,
who are their bias?
Nikki for one of them, and then Heesung for the other one. So I resonated with the Heesung. I didn't resonate.
I would too,
as much with Nikki, but that's okay.
We're both team Jay though.
Yeah, we're both. I was like Jay, and they're like okay. I was like no, like they were.
Have you seen Island?
They were like as on board for that, but everything's fine. Anyways, oh man, anything else in the K-pop world, Elle, that you wanted to talk about before we get into this review?
We're all waiting for Zero Base One's debut.
We sure are. I cannot wait.
Our zero selves.
Our zeros. Oh, I know. My friend that I rode to the K-pop concert with, Amelia, she did not watch Boys Planet. So I was like, let's talk about Zero Base One. She's like, I don't know. I was like,
oh.
Okay,
that's all we've talked about for like months now.
And then the other people I went with, I was like, did you watch Boys Planet? They're like, we watched the first four episodes. And I was like, then you didn't really see any of it, so never mind. it's fine. Oh man, well, I'm pumped for you to go to the TXT concert.
Me
it's
too.
A great time, and I have watched every compilation of Taehyun doing close-up magic on YouTube at this point.
Wait, can you tell me like what was like the song to look forward to?
Okay. Cat and Dog.
Oh yes, I've seen like the crowd go crazy.
Where
I go,
ooh, ooh, ooh.
I gotta work on my barking.
Okay, do you know the song called Eternally?
I love that song.
The one that starts like really slow, then it's like
I love it. Yeah,
that one was really fun live. Super fun. Like they went all out for that one. And then, well, my favorite's Magic, and thankfully
so
they did the full choreo for Magic, so I was like, yes. Nice.
Did they do no rules? Because I'll cry if they didn't.
Oh, they yeah, they that. Did no rules.
Oh, yet. good. Yeah. That's my fave.
And actually, like, Blue Hour was like a so fun.
I love that song.
I mean, I like that song, but like, I loved that song live. I was like, whoa.
Nice.
And like opening sequence was really good.
Ooh.
And like honestly, most of them were like fantastic. And then I was very impressed that the five members, like, they danced full choreo for the entire concert. Like they didn't like front load their concert. Like they danced the whole concert. Like there was like the end of the concert, they're still doing full choreo pieces, which I was very impressed with because a lot of K-pop groups, I think, front load it because they get tired and they just like sing with microphones at the end. But like they did not do that. Like, I'm not going to spoil it, but one of their top choreo pieces was the last one of the concert and they did full choreo.
Wow.
Yeah. I was very impressed.
I was guessing that the last song would be Moa Diary.
I'm not going to, I will neither confirm.
Don't confirm or deny.
I love that song, though.
Me too.
Look back. I will say, you know how 17, at the end of their concert, they do the endless Aju Nice, and it's just Aju Nice for a billion years. Me and Amelia were making, we were laughing so hard because we decided TXT does the endless thank yous. They literally stood on stage for like 11 minutes just walking in circles. They're like, thank you. Thank you. Aww. And like the concert's over, but it's like not over. Like they're still on stage. And it was kind of endearing. Like we're like, they can't see us because we're way up at top. But it was like they said thank you for so long. Like they literally walked to every corner of the stage and like looked down into the crowd and like made eye contact with as many people as possible. Like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we're like, Aww. Are they going to sing again? I don't really know. It was pretty cute. Like so much so that it was almost like obnoxious. Like, you're on the stage for a long time saying thank you. And then when like the little garage door closed on them at the very end, they're literally like sticking their hands outside the door and like waving. It was actually kind of
precious.
It was actually pretty cute. Like, I think they wanted to make like eye contact with as many people as possible. It was cute. I mean, as a nosebleed seat, I was like, I'd rather you sing another song, but it was cute. It was cute. It was cute. We were like, those are the endless thank yous. That's what we're going to call that. I hope they do it at your, let me know if they do the endless thank yous at your concert.
I will. I can't wait.
Anyways, let's get into Secret Romantic Guest House. Are we ready? Right. Okay.
We're ready.
Great. All right. So we obviously watched this show live. It finished last week. I finished like 3 days ago or something. It's been a couple days. I've been sitting on it. And okay, let's talk first impressions of Secret Romantic Guest House. I loved the beginning of the show, like, a lot. Like, a lot. Like, I was, like, really digging the beginning of the show. Like, the first, like, 8 episodes. And then we've talked a bit about, like, it kind of, like, just lost some of its spark for, like, episodes 9 through 14. But then the last 4 episodes were also really good.
Yeah.
That's my thought. Is it, that was your thought, too?
Exactly. And do we know of another K-drama that's done this to us? Like, been so good and then, like, and then finished so good.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of one that, like...
I can't think of any.
Because usually if they become they just, like, stay But this one was, like, the last 4. I binged so hard. Like, I did not stop. Like, I just watched them all 4 in a row. Because it was really good. Because they were, like, doing the actual coup and, like, you know... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
spoiler.
Like, oh yeah, spoiler. It's okay.
It's okay. It's kind of like apparent in the first episode that that's gonna happen later.
Yeah, that's that's not really a huge spoiler. But
we're
yeah,
gonna
I
do
mean,
like non-spoiler to start, and then like get into spoilers later.
Correct.
So if people want to hear, just
you know what? Actually, let's do that right now. Let's like talk through like the base of this drama for someone maybe who's listening who's never seen it, and will intrigue people and then we'll be like, all right, spoiler time, turn off now. Okay. So basically this drama has like 3 male leads, basically.
Yes.
We got Kang San, who we affectionately call headband. We have Sheol, which we call hot mess, but because he
we have nicknames for all of these guys.
He really seems a lot like a hot mess at the beginning. And then we have Yuha, who we call Dimples for obvious reasons, or Violin Boy, because that's who he was in Extraordinary You. Anyways, and then we have our female lead, Dano, and she runs an inn, and she's an innkeeper, but she's hiding her sister away because her parents were killed, and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And there's a the overarching storyline of this drama is that there is a king who's on the throne who is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, bonkers, crazy, like the craziest king I've seen in a drama. Like,
just, he has like, the crazy eyes down.
Oh, I actually want to shout out that actor. He did fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
I believed he was actually insane.
He committed to his role like crazy. So he's on the throne. No one likes him, terrified of him. And his brother, who was the actual crown prince, was killed by this king back in the day. And his one son, who was the actual heir, escaped. And so he's the true heir, but he escaped. And so no one knows where he went. And his name is Lee Sol. So the big mystery for the first half of the show is like, who is Lee Sol? And it's kind of obvious. It's one of these three male leads, right? Because mm-hmm. like, obviously, you know. So that's a big mystery. But then, Elle, tell us about the Watchmen.
Ooh, okay. So the royal family has created this, like, institution called the Watchmen. And every royal family member has one. And they protect that royal family member. Mm-hmm. And the royal family member doesn't even know who the Watchman is. But it's said that the Watchman is, like, always within, like, a minute's distance from them. To protect yep. them. So you don't know who the Watchman is either. So we've got the crown prince, the missing crown prince. We don't know who that is. And we have the Watchman. We don't know who that is. But then there's one last very important mystery.
No, there is. So then not only do we not know those two, but we like legit don't know who the male lead is for like Mm-mm. the first 8 episodes or so.
And like they changed the opening credits. And so they kept changing.
Yes, they kept changing the opening credits, which was like so fun. I was like, why are they changing the opening credits? So with those three mysteries, like the first half of the show was banging because we're like, yeah. I don't even know.
Well, and also, okay, the inn is called Ihawan, I think.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a character too, I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a boarding house for scholars who are coming to take state exams. And anyway, so like the people who stay there are kind of like found family, which I really like that whole found family aspect of it. And in the first episode, it really felt like they became like a little Scooby gang to like solve mysteries together. And I yeah. loved that. Yeah. It didn't continue that way, but
no, it, although I would, well, that's a spoiler. Never mind. I would argue. No. Anyways, if you've never seen this drama, I hope that might be enough of intrigue to like jump on because it really is good. And like we said, like it ends really good. Like it's just mm-hmm. satisfying. And
you just hang in there in the middle. Like, yeah, just hang
it just
in.
Gets a little dry. It's not bad. It's just kind of like, where are we going with this? What's yeah. happening? So, anyways, those
a
are
lot
our
of
mysteries.
Political stuff.
Yeah, lots of, you know, left state ministers and chief administrators and stuff like that, yeah. as always. Anyways, we're going to start our spoiler section. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, please turn it off if you don't want to know these answers. But let's talk through our characters, Elle, in like what we know of them now, obviously.
Okay.
We have to start with Kong San, our crown
spoiler.
Prince.
Spoiler! He's the crown prince. At what point did you know he was the crown prince? Like, at what point? Because it was kind of cool how they left us hanging for a very long time.
I would say maybe only like an episode before they revealed that I really feel like I knew. Because like they were really drawing it out that he might be the Watchman.
Yeah.
Which is super believable.
Totally.
Although I think it was like an episode before they announced, me and you were both like, I feel like Sheol is the Watchman. Like the hottest. Yeah. I feel like we saw that.
Yeah, he said something to the sister, I think, that tipped us off that he might be the Watchman.
Yeah. Anyways, I feel like when he revealed himself in that awful flower hat.
Yeah.
When he had the flower.
I know, it's kind of fun.
It was like horrible. Horrible. When he got the thing and he like walked up and told her, it's not like I was like, oh, you're Lee Sol. There's no way. Like, I didn't feel that way. I was like, I was pretty sure though it was you. I felt that way personally.
He had already drawn that little thing in yes. the Dimples book.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I was like, I feel like it's you. Also, I feel like I could tell by that point he was also the male lead, which didn't mean he was going to be the crown prince per se. But I didn't feel surprised, but I didn't know until maybe like episode 7, I think. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I think that was episode 8 that they revealed that.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I think so. And then the Watchmen, though, was revealed like...
That was pretty shocking.
That was more shocking. Although we were like, I feel like it's probably him, but that was a little more. That was a couple episodes afterwards.
Given his like story arc up until that point, it was pretty shocking that he was Watchmen because he was like the comedic relief of the show.
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, actually, this is a really tragic story.
It's honestly,
it's not fun. It's not like, oh, funny hot mess, he's doing shenanigans. It's like, oh, actually, he's like a slave basically that has to murder people.
It's really sad. I actually like, honestly, by the end of the show, I thought like Shiel's character arc was like the best out of anyone's.
Totally.
Super.
No, he became my favorite character, I think. I'm pretty sure he's my favorite character.
Honestly, like by the end, like Watchmen was like the real hottie of this show. By the end there, I was like, Watchmen?
Yeah.
What? Because like I wasn't really vibing with him in the first half when he was like the flowery scholar. I was like, I don't really need it.
But well, he was more like a drunk gambler than a fiery scholar.
I don't know. He was like fine. But then by the end, when like the intrigue of like he killed his like girlfriend's
that was fiance, so sad.
And like he was like so tortured, and all like the just all the sword stuff. I mean,
and he came to like save everyone at the end. Like, yes. He was the one that had to save everyone.
Because he was, like, running away because, you know, no one loves me. I can't be with anyone. Blah, 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 blah. But, no, I was really digging him by the end. I was like, y'all.
And you were super into headbands, so that's big to say that.
That is actually really big because I was and still am super into headband. But I will say, I feel like Kong San's character just, like, was a little floppy. Like, he lacked ambition.
plot holes. The fact that he had never once thought about what he would do as king this whole time.
Yeah.
What?
No, I know. Like, what? I like, don't get me wrong. I still think Kong Song is a freaking hottie. Like, stop it. Like, headband for days. But he got a little less hot when he, like, literally has never thought about what he would do as king ever. Like, and not only that, but he was like, I don't really know what to do with you, Tano. Like, she's like, do you have plans for our future? He's like, no.
Okay.
You should.
I guess he's been in survival mode his whole life. So I guess that maybe makes sense. His whole thing is like, I need to survive and I need to like kill my uncle. Like,
that's true. He was very single-minded. But he just became a little less, like, sexy when I realized he didn't have ambitions in life.
Yeah. Well, I was Team Dimples from, like, day one.
You were.
But I knew that he either was going to die or become king, and there was, like, no in-between.
Well,
like,
and when
he was definitely not going to get the girl. Like,
oh,
100%
never.
Not getting the girl.
And I'm glad.
But he's, like, a genuinely good person and really hot.
He's very, very handsome. I'm glad he didn't go evil. I was like thinking he was.
Yeah, that's you made that prediction.
That's why I was going to say, like, I feel like the Scooby Gang was kind of alive at the end of the day. It wasn't alive, but like those three guys and her, like, they didn't break out. Like, I mean, they didn't have falling apart. I really thought that Dimples might have gone evil because he kind of had like reasons to go evil. Like, you know, he's not the crown prince. He's the crown prince's, like, half-brother, and he doesn't get the girl, and, like, Kong Song gets everything he wants, but at the same time, Kong Song doesn't want to be king or apparently think about what he should do as a king. I was really happy that Dimples became the king. I thought that was a very, like, natural, obvious choice. I wasn't shocked by that either. I, like, saw that coming.
You made that prediction pretty early, actually.
Yeah.
I was still thinking that he was going to die, and you made that prediction.
Well, it was either that or he would die. And when he was about to be dismembered, I was like, honestly, who knows? Like, he might die right now. Like, that was like, ew.
That was brutal.
I didn't
like to watch that at all.
Mm-mm. No, like, that was, like, those last episodes were gripping. I was like, what is going on? The amount of people that were, like, bleeding from the mouth in those, like, there was lots of deaths in those final episodes. Mm-hmm. But even then, like, Kangsan is supposed to be, like, the mastermind. And, like, he was just kind of there. I mean, he didn't even kill the king. The king, like, killed himself. So, yeah.
I did like that, though, that he, like, he did all these cool action things, but he never actually killed anyone.
No, it's true.
I liked that.
He was a total sweetheart. Like, you could tell even, and, like, his character was very endearing. Mm-hmm. Even, like, at the end when it was, like, he was holding the sword, but the king actually was the one who put it through his, like, Kangsan was not about to actually kill him. He was like, I don't want to kill you. Like, just, like, surrender, and I'm not going to kill you. Because he doesn't want to be, like, you know, the king that takes over because he killed the last king. Like, he doesn't want to be that person. And you could tell, like, when the king was like, no, I'm gonna take your hand and put it through me, Kangsan was like, dang it, like, that was not what I was going for. Mm-hmm. I did not want the bloodshed. So he was really cute, and I'm glad he just went and frolicked. He just frolicked off into the wilderness with Tano.
Flowers.
It was very fitting for him, but I think we just thought he was gonna be more of like a hardcore, like, intelligent male lead, and he just wasn't.
He was very, like, Mr. Darcy to me. Like, their whole relationship was very, like, Elizabeth and Darcy from Pride and Prejudice. I don't know. I really liked it.
No, me too. They were super cute.
The, like, slight hand touching here and there. Because they didn't actually get together until, like, episode 11 or something.
It was a while.
But they had, like, from day one, really intense, like, flirty, bickering type relationship that was really cute.
Well, he just, like, he, like, looks at her like she's his pregnant wife all the time. Like, it's cute. Like, he just, like, the way he looks at
it's
her.
Very intense.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, to be Dano, you know, like, what the frick? And he was just very new. One of my favorite, this is kind of one of my favorite, I don't know. The whole dialogue threw me off in this scene, but this is, like, when he's like, let's go. I'm going to bring you to the safe house, you know? And she's like, are you leaving tomorrow? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I just knew you were going to leave tomorrow. Anyways, they're sitting outside of the safe house. And this is before they, like, made out and, like, slept together, basically. You know that scene?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this dialogue threw me off because he's like, have you thought about what you want to do once I take the throne? And she was like, yeah, I really want to travel. And I was like, I thought he was asking her about if she wanted to, like, be his queen. I thought that's where this, but she's like, I really want to travel. And he just kind of looked at her and he's just like, wow, that's awesome. I didn't know that yet about you. And he was just, like, very supportive about her desire to travel, even though, like, I feel like it's not what he was going for. I don't know what he was going for there. But he was very serious, like, I want you to really think about what you want to do once I take the throne. And then she's like, I just want to go travel the world, which I thought that was a weird answer. But they did end up traveling the world. So
yeah,
that's everything's fine. But he's just cute. He just kind of looked at her. He's like, wow, I learned something new about you every day. Like, he's just endeared to be looking at her and, like, learning more things about her. He was adorable. I would love to have a headbanded man stare at me like that. That would be great. That's the dream right there. Anyways, that's how I thought about Kangsan.
Very mysterious and handsome.
Very mysterious, very handsome. I don't know what he's been doing this entire time in his life before he came to Ikawan. Like, what was he doing, Elle? Where was he?
He was on the run.
His whole life from who?
Training to be like a ninja. Like, he had to buy the exact same clothes as the Watchman, even though he didn't know who the Watchman is. He had to somehow get the same clothes and have, like, the same exact fighting style.
Why did he do that, though? To pretend to be the Watchman?
I don't know. I feel like this is one of those plot holes. I'm like,
no, it's a bit of a plot hole where it's like,
how did they have the same outfit? Like,
I was wondering that. But at the same time, I'm like, well, he probably, you know, he went to the store and bought the same outfit. You're right. Like, he's seen the Watchmen before.
Yeah.
I don't know why I see why Kangsan would go and become, like, learn how to sword fight because he just needs to protect himself. But everyone's like, he's on the run. But I'm like, was he on the run? Like, no one knows where he is. So he could just go live like a normal person, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He's not actually on the run.
He kind of did at the end.
There was only one person, the head eunuch, who, like, knew what he looked like.
Ooh, head eunuch, that's a good person to talk about.
Yeah, we should talk about
him. Whose side was he on? Like, I still didn't know at the end, like, was he ever on anyone's side, or was he just on his own side the whole time?
I think he was on Kang San's side. Like, I think he
was. Was he?
I think he wanted the coup.
I know. Yeah, sometimes. But then he, like, sold people out, too, when it was convenient for him, you know?
Honestly, I don't remember. I mean, I'm not sure.
That guy was great at being like slippery, slimy.
Oh, he was a little person. He's a little snaky dude. Like, he just was kind of like, it's like his eyes were like slit. I don't know. Like, he was just like,
like, going around. He was like a character from Harry Potter or something.
No, I mean, to like parcel tongue kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but I do know he supported Yuha Dimples lying about being king in order to overthrow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he told the king that Lee Sol was Dimples.
Yeah.
Remember that? He, like, told them, like, okay, I'll finally tell you who it is. Go to Yuha Wan, and there's a man there named Yuha. That's the dude. But it wasn't him, you know. So I feel like he was in favor of Kang San's endeavors, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he was
hard to tell sometimes.
He was an interesting character. Let's talk about Dimples real fast. Yuha, I feel like I was a little like disappointed with just the storyline the writers gave him. Like the mom storyline, I feel like it lacked some sort of like oomph. And I was like,
well,
I'm not super
she looked
invested.
Like she was his same age, which made me think, I don't believe this mother-son relationship.
Yeah,
for a
that's
minute.
True. That's true. Don't all believe that at all. Also, it just wasn't that gripping towards me. So I was like, dang it. Like, I want more action for Dimples. I want to enjoy his scenes more. I just felt that way. And then at the end, like, when the mom died, he's like, oh my gosh. And like, there was like a 7-minute death scene. But I was also like, I don't really like that. Like, I don't really care for this mom. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
I feel like his character was kind of boring in general, but he was also just a really good person, which I appreciated. I don't know.
He was. Which
he made a lot of self-sacrificing choices, and he had this dream for Joseon to be a place where was it even the like lowest in society could dream and achieve their dreams? Was that what he
something
said?
Like that.
It was so beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't like seriously, I mean, not seriously. Clearly, since Kang San had no ambitions, somebody had to have ambitions. So that's like his purpose in the show, I guess, is like he was always going to be the king. I feel like that's why they wrote him into the story. I just like wish maybe
and we didn't
there
mention
was...
that he actually was a prince, right?
He was.
He was
like,
the younger brother.
I think he was the half brother of Kang San.
Yes.
Apparently the younger brother of Kang San.
Which makes no sense.
No! Like, everything's all off with ages.
The ages don't make any sense here.
There's no way that Kang San is his older brother. Like, that's insane.
Yeah,
he was. So, yeah.
So he had that little dragon thing that, like, proved that
he
was the son of the king.
Yes, he did. So, anyways. Okay, what other characters do we need to talk about? How did we feel
sister?
About... Yeah, the sister and then Sheol and their whole relationship and everything.
I felt like she had no personality at all.
Me too. Me too.
Like, at all.
Me too. Which is why I just didn't care about the ship for a while. Like, I was like,
I liked his side of it, but her side was like he was talking to a blank wall or something.
Yeah. You know? I actually feel that because I feel the same way because, like, for the secondary couple, for the most of the show, when their scenes would come on, I was like, eh. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm excited about it to an extent, but also not really. Like,
I kind of liked it when she was a ghost because that was kind of funny.
Okay. That was for, like, the first, like, two episodes.
It was kind of funny. I don't know.
I was, like, I kind of felt like that romance fell flat until he became the Watchman, because then I felt like anything he did was sexy. So I was all for it at that point.
Yeah.
Once he was the Watchman, I was like, yeah.
Do you buy it? Like, because that's crazy that he killed her fiance. like, do you buy it that she would be able to forgive him and, like, get married to the guy that killed her fiancé?
I don't know. I mean, the fact that they had 2 years pass kind of helps me buy it.
Yeah.
A little bit. Like, 2 years is a long time. No, that's, like, I thought her response to that was not dramatic, like, over-dramatic. I thought that was a pretty decent response.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She was like, absolutely not. You disgust me. And I'm like,
yeah.
Fair enough. That, yeah. Uh-huh. That makes sense. So... maybe that's why I was like, when the time jump happened and it was 2 years, I was like, 2 years? That's a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe they did that to close that storyline, and they knew that there was like no way she would have like gone past it in 6 months or,
yeah,
you know, maybe that's it. Although I was kind of laughing about how she found him at the end. I was like, this is anticlimactic. She was like, I need to find, or... She was missing him. You know, it's been 2 years. Oh, I'm ready to be back. I don't know, to see him again. And everyone's like, I don't know where he went and whatever. And then she hears that guy singing and all that. And I was like, okay, maybe he's here. And then they're like, no, I heard he went to the docks. And then she just like happens to find him at the docks. I don't think he was planning on coming to Ihawon.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and then that song, that was the song that... was the song that her fiance sang, and he had heard, and he learned it from her fiance.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
like, that would stir up bad memories probably. I don't know.
Yeah, right. The whole thing, I thought it was kind of weird at the end, because it wasn't like this dramatic, like he came back. It was more like she happened to find him at the dock and she was like, hi, it's me. And then he's like, okay. And then they like walk back to the inn, and she's like, do you want to come inside? I'm like, okay, I guess he's gonna come inside.
I do like that, like, her forgiving him, I think, finally released him from his past, you know, and he was able to be that funny person again and
agreed.
That levity to him, which I missed. I liked the funny hot mess of a guy that we met at the beginning. I thought he was funny. Yeah, so.
I mean, we got him back, like, when they got married, and he's like, I guess Kongsan and Dano got married because they were, like, he was, like, joking. He's like, oh, no, I'm your brother-in-law, dude, because they married sisters.
Yeah, that's and you have to call me Hyung.
That's how they were, because I was like, okay, I was, like, assuming they got married, because, like, 2 years had passed, and they were, like, super in love with each other. I was like, no way they're not
married.
He'd
already given
now.
Her a ring.
Yeah. He gave her the ring. So anyways, I was like, okay, like, yeah, you know, hot mess, you're back. Like, that was, he's like, call me Hyung. I was like, okay.
I loved Son, like, not being able to say it. That was hilarious.
Oh, I know. Honestly, Kong Son was adorable. Could eat that dude on a biscuit. Like, so freaking, so freaking cute. Like, what in the world? Where'd you come from? Okay, what else? Okay, do you know a character I found fascinating, and why are you here, is Banya?
What was her point?
You know, I thought she was gonna have like an actual purpose at the end.
Yes.
And she didn't.
There was none. Yeah.
But she also didn't have the purpose of like swaying Kongsan, because he was like never swayed.
Yeah.
So I actually don't know her purpose at all. I'm not sure.
I thought maybe she would end up with Dimples at the end or something, but didn't happen either.
Well, because they hinted at, like, well, we need to find you a queen. And I thought they were going to bring her in or something. And, like, okay, sure. She's, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she just tried to get Kongsan the whole time, which, like, hey, girl, I would too. Like, I don't blame
you. She found out about his identity and then, like, protected his secret.
Told who? Like, what? Dano? She already knew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know her purpose at all. So
maybe it was just to show, because like she had been a noble person, and then her family supported the former king, and so they all were killed except for her, and to like show how that crazy king, how crazy he was, and
maybe
I don't know. And now she's forced to be a courtesan, which is really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, all right. Moving on. Okay. So. We talked about some plot holes. Do we have any? I wrote Kongsan had a watchman outfit? ? We already addressed that. I wrote, I guess people never learned that Dimples was a fake, because at the end,
a lot of people do know though.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, like, I at the end when he just became the king, I was like, okay, I feel like a lot of people know this dude's not the king. Like, at this point, I feel like a lot of people know, but maybe that's not true. Like, did, what's it called, Molkenho? Did they never learn that he wasn't real? I don't think they ever told him.
The left state minister. Yes, he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
The eunuch knows, and the whole Scooby gang knows.
But I guess that's it then, huh? Like, I guess he never actually ended up telling all his followers, did he? I guess he didn't.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe it's believable. Because when he became king, yeah, I was like, this is great. I think he'd be a great king. However,
oh, the grandma.
I feel like too many people know the grandma. Yes, that's true.
That was sweet.
The grandma was kind of cute. Yeah, the grandma was kind of cute.
And that was cute, too, because, like, he lost his whole family, and to have, like, his grandma there with him and finally have a family.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by the two-year, I mean, actually, Tari talked about this, but the two-year jump, like, kind of surprised me. I don't know. Like, the last episode was interesting because, well, I thought this transition was, like, kind of choppy, but, like, literally, like, Kong Song is standing in the ring with the king and, like, stabbing him through the heart, and then it's like that scene ended and immediately it was like do-do-do-do-do, and it's 2 years of Peston. I don't know, I just thought it wasn't even 2 years, like, immediately jumped to him, like, handing the throne over to Dimples. I just thought it was, like, very choppy. Am I the only one that felt that way?
Yeah, I don't know, I kind of felt like it was kind of satisfying for me. I liked that, like, when the stabbing happened, I looked to see how much time we had, and we still had most of the episode left.
That's true.
And I was kind of excited to see, like, everyone have a happy ending after, like, all that they went through.
Yes.
I don't know. I liked that. I thought that was kind of satisfying. We got to see everyone's happy ending and see what good job that Dimples is doing as king, you know?
That's true. I think I just thought that I thought they were going to build up some sense of, like, oh, all hail King Kong San, and then he's like, no, just kidding, and then they, like, didn't even do it. But I guess I guess that's because you're right, like, pretty much no one knew that he was the actual crown prince.
Yeah,
so all those people watching him stab the king, I guess they didn't actually know that.
Yeah,
right,
they may have thought he was a watchman, because a lot of people thought he was a watchman.
Yeah. You know, you're right, now that you say that.
The guy, the Scarface dude, he knew everything. Why did he not tell people before he got killed?
I don't know.
Is it 16 or something, when, like, he and his, like, what is it called? The Six Swords, like, they find everyone, and then they, like, get them all captured. I love that episode. But they, like, are all captured except for the Watchman, and he's like, the Watchman's got to come save you. And then, like, the fight scene happened, and there's, like, so much going on. The mom of Dimples dies, and, like,
yes,
everyone, and then they reveal the secret about the Watchmen killing the sister's fiance, and, like, that, so much is going on. But he, like, hears all of this. He hears that Dimples is not the real crown prince.
He hears, like,
everything.
Yeah.
And then they, like, let him go.
Why did they do that?
Yeah, and then they, like, keep with this plan that Dimples is going to pretend like he is the crown prince, but the Scar dude, the Scarface dude, he knows everything.
I also think he thought they were maybe lying, though.
He got
very confused, because are you talking about that big roundup at that, like, safe house thing?
Yes.
Where they would always have their romantic moments? Yeah. I think he was like, I don't know who to believe. I mean, it was all a little confusing, because Kong San was like, this is also where I feel like Kong San didn't have a chance to be that swoony of a dude, because at the same time, like, everyone was always stealing his thunder, because he was like, I am Lee Sol. And then it was like his moment to finally admit it. And then Dimples was like, no, I am. And then that Scar guy was like, I knew it was you. Like, and Kong San's like, oh. I feel like I've been waiting my whole life to make that declaration to someone, and no one believes me. I thought it was kind of funny. But that's because the chief eunuch had told the king, who told the Scar boy, I'm pretty sure, yeah. that it was Dimples. So he was like, I don't believe that it's you, Kangsan. And I just kind of felt like, oh, that was the moment we were all waiting for when he finally tells someone. And then it was just like undermined. Like, and then at the end of the day, Kangsan just like walking away scotch-free. He's like, what just happened? Like, I felt like he felt like really like a little like butthurt maybe. Like, I don't know what just happened. Because then like Dimples is like, I'm taken captive. Take me captive. And he's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, it was kind of funny. But yeah, I don't think Scarboy believed that it was Kangsan.
I thought he would be the one to tell the Crown Prince or the Crazy King, but it was like that other guy. It was the other, the head of the guards who he found out.
Yes.
I can't remember how, but he found out that it was really San was Lee Sol. And he's the one that told the king, right?
Somebody, to the extent where at the end the king knew it was Kangsan and he mm-hmm. was having like a Star Wars showdown. It kind of felt a little Anakin Darth Vader kind of moment. I don't know, it kind of felt
Luke
that
Darth
way.
Vader, yeah.
Or oh my gosh, Anakin is Darth Vader. I promise I know the plot
he
of
did
Star
wrestle
Wars.
With himself a lot though.
I really do know the plot of Star Wars. Yes, Luke Darth Vader. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh my God. He did wrestle with himself.
I like the whole thing. The fact that this whole show started with the brother killing the brother for the throne, and then it ends with the brother giving up the throne to his brother.
Exactly. Yes.
I like the bookend of that. It was beautiful symmetry.
There was like some beautiful, like, oh, that just makes you feel good, like things where. Just at the end of the day, just like the humility of Kangsan being like, we're not going to repeat history. Like, take the throne. I don't want it. You'd be a much better king than I would. I'm not going to kill someone to take over this throne. Like, you didn't even want the king to die. Like, not really. And then even like Sheol confronting his watchman. That was interesting when like the watchman teacher showdown apparently was the watchman of, someone.
The crazy king.
Of the king, yeah, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then he's like battling Sheol and he's like, dude, why are we doing this? Like, why are we trying to kill each other? You know, and he's like, it's our duty. And he's like, I don't think it should be, you know. It was just like some good themes. I don't know. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And then just the ending itself was just like a very satisfying ending. Like, you're right, like mm-hmm. having like 30 minutes at the end to just follow people around in their everyday lives. I was like, wow, we never get this much time. At the end of a drama to like see
or we
end.
Get too much time like oh. I was thinking about Cheer Up, that was too much.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's usually
a good amount of time.
Usually it's like 12 minutes and I'm like, oh my gosh, must see all these things. But no, I thought it was a good amount of time that mm-hmm. we just kind of got to see, and I felt very satisfied. I did. Yeah. I felt very satisfied. I was like, this is great. We're frolicking through the meadows. We're finding Sheol at random ports, tracking him back home. I don't know. Oh, man. Okay. But yeah, overall, we did talk about the fact that it got a little dry, but it really picked up. So I feel like overall, mm-hmm. the drama was a good drama. But I felt like for as much as the first half held a lot of mystery, the second half was very predictable.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Like, the first half was like, I really don't know. And it was like, this is so fun. And the second half was like, I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen. Like,
yeah,
clearly Dimples is going to become king. And then you're going to do this. And you're going to give a throne. And I'm like, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And which, you know, it was still fun to watch. But that I think that's what lost us for a moment. I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what lost us.
Once all the mysteries were solved, it got kind of dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does this kind of rank for you?
That's what, okay, you know me, I'm not good at lists. So I haven't made a list, but it's more like I think about how if I would recommend this to other people. It's certainly not one of my top dramas. It was just sad because when it first started, I was like, this might be one of my favorite of 2023 because it was just so good at the beginning. I don't think it'll be that at all anymore. But I will say, when I finished it, I was like, you know what? I would totally recommend this drama to like maybe even like slightly gateway some people in. Like, if they love, like, because it's just, like, very satisfying at the end, and it does have, like, some good characters and things like that. Like, I feel like it was a very watchable drama, for as, like, it got a little dry in the middle, but it was, like, very watchable, and, like, we could follow the storyline pretty well. So I was like, you know, I would totally recommend this drama. Not as, like, this is the best drama ever, but, like, people like historicals, or if people are, like, getting into K-dramas, and they're like, I just don't know what one to watch next, and I know they like historicals, I might be like, dude, watch go watch Secret Romantic Guest House. I might say that. If I know maybe they just watched, like, a great drama, and they're not ready for another, like, great drama, I'd throw it in the middle. But it's not one of my tops. Certainly not. It probably is, like, middle of the pack of all the dramas I watched. But yours was kind of low.
Yeah. I feel like the beginning was an A minus, the middle was an F, and the end was another A minus. So it kind of evens out to a C.
Okay.
So, like, on average, I think we're talking a C.
Okay. Yeah.
I still really liked it. I loved that the ending was satisfying. I think that makes it an overall very pleasant journey that we had. The fact that the ending was good. It's towards the end of my list. It's not the very end, but it's towards the end for me.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. You also don't really like all the bloodshed and the...
No.
You're like, eh.
I get really bored at, like, fight scenes.
Yeah.
I get fair really enough. Bored with fight okay. scenes, so there was a lot of that going on in the middle.
Yes. Anyways.
But the ending fight scenes I found enjoyable.
They were good. Lots of people were dying. Really, and it was, I don't know, it was lots of slashing and
yeah there was more of a point to the bloodshed at the end.
Fair enough. Anyways, I feel like that's a pretty good review. I feel like we reviewed that pretty good. It was good.
What are you gonna watch next?
Okay, so I'm wrapping up Reply. Well, I wrapped up Reply 1988.
Did you actually finish?
Okay, you know what, I still have to watch episode 20.
Okay. It's been a long time.
I just know what happens. I know what happens. That I
told you not to spoil it.
No, episode 19 wrapped things.
You were done
up.
Then?
No, it answered my questions.
Okay.
So anyway,
we'll save it for that review.
I'm gonna watch episode 20, obviously, before we review it. I feel like I keep, like, trying to tell white lies, and you're like, so you finished? I'm like, no! I use the words, like, I wrapped it up! I wrapped it up! I didn't finish it! Oh, man. But the next drama, there's two that I have on my horizon. One of them would be The Good Bad Mother. People seem to really like that one, and I really want to try that one out. And then that one's, like, currently airing. And the other one, and you might be happy to hear this, I really want to watch Healer.
You've never seen it?
Love Healer. Yeah, I've never seen
it. Oh my gosh, you're in for it. Like, you are going to be obsessed. I'm pretty sure you're going to finish the whole thing in, like, 24 hours.
That's what everyone says. And
I think you will.
I want to review another show that's, like, an oldie but goodie after Reply 1988. So I'm going to, like, probably maybe give it a couple weeks since I just did an oldie but goodie. So I get, like, my podcast chops back because I want to, like, maybe podcast through it. But I'm really excited to watch
Our friend one. Naz just finished Healer, too.
Yeah. No, I think I saw that. People love Healer.
So it's so good.
I'm going to watch Healer eventually. Soon-ish. That's, like, my next, like, throwback drama I'm going to watch. So
you're going to finish in 24 hours, so you have plenty of time to watch other stuff.
Okay. Can't wait.
I don't really have anything right now. I'm kind of, like, in a drought. I don't really have anything.
You have to save... Well, you might... I don't know. Maybe you'll like it. There's that new, like, King the Land one coming out.
Yeah, that one. That's not for a while, isn't it?
Oh, it's, like, June. So it's a couple weeks.
Okay.
But I think that might be the next one that everyone's watching. So let's jump on for that All one. Right. Like, that... Let's watch that one.
Okay.
But you never know. Maybe another, you know, Love to Hate You will come our way and just...
Oh, I hope so.
Sweep us up.
Rock our world again.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm going to try and watch, like, ton of TXT To Do episodes this week.
That's
my goal.
Do that.
Finish Game Caterers 17. Oh, my gosh. It's so
oh
good.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys have not watched 17 Game Caterers, watch it immediately. Even if you know nothing about 17... Watch it immediately.
Do it.
The funniest thing I've ever seen. Oh my gosh. Oh Oh man. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Come follow me on Instagram at yourgirlmaddie_pod and chat with me over there. Thank you, Elle. Elle's on like a quadrillion billion episodes of this podcast. So go listen to all the other ones she's on if you like loved what you just heard and you're like, yes. And then watch Boys Planet and talk to us about it. Just kidding. It's,
become a zero like us.
Be a zero with us. Obviously you really want to join in on all of this. It's very exciting. Oh man. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you all for joining, and everyone have a really good day. Bye
bye.